Right now we are here at the Nepali Christian Fellowship, and you will hear the reading of the Book of Acts chapter 4.
गल्लीमा आइपुग्नु भयो उनीहरूले उहाँलाई स्वागत गरे कुरा कारण तिनीहरूले यीशुले
You just heard the reading of Acts 4 in Nepali's language. Every weekend, we have a fellowship with the Nepalese community in the west side of Indianapolis. Again, I shared earlier that it started because we had an outreach at their apartment complex, and now we are meeting with them on a regular basis to expose them more in the Christian teachings. Now, chapter 4 of Acts is about Peter and John before the Sanhedrin. They were brought to be questioned by the officials because they prayed for a crippled man in chapter 3 of Acts, and they were wondering what's going on. So let's pick that up here. Verse 1, the priest and the captain of the temple guard and the Sadducees came up to Peter and John while they were speaking to the people. They were greatly disturbed because the apostles were teaching the people and proclaiming in Jesus the resurrection of the dead. Then jumping to verse 8, then Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, said to them, "Rulers and elders of the people, if we are being called to a crippled or called to account today for an act of kindness shown to a crippled and are asked how he was healed, then know this, you and all the people of Israel, it is by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, but whom God raised from the dead, that this man stands before you healed." So there are times that you will be persecuted, just praying for people, asking God to heal the person. So this is what Peter said in verse 11. "He is," which is Jesus Christ, "is the stone you builders rejected, which has become the capstone." Verse 13, it also says, "When they saw the courage of Peter and John and realized that they were unschooled, ordinary men, they were astonished, and they took note that this man had been with Jesus." So do you need to have a master's in divinity? Do you need to have doctorate degree to reach out to people? No, you don't. Peter and John, it says on the Bible they were unschooled. But what's the main thing that they have? They said, "Money and silver or gold we don't have, but what we have we give you." And that's the Holy Spirit within them. So once again, I would like to encourage all of you just to be out there and touch people with the love of God. God bless.